And in Indonesia, voting in the country's legislative elections has ended. The results will set the stage for the world's third-largest democracy's presidential balloting in July, likely to be won by popular opposition Jakarta Governor Joko Widodo, also known as Jokowi. The one-day vote was open to nearly 187 million eligible voters, about one-third of them under the age of 30, who chose from some 200,000 candidates for nearly 20,000 national, provincial, and local seats. Sydney Jones, head of the Jakarta-based Institute for Policy Analysis of Conflict, tells my colleague Victor Beatty the election involving voters in more than 17,000 islands in three time zones was a massive undertaking in the world's largest Muslim nation.
The voting was going pretty smoothly throughout the country. There were a couple of places where voting material couldn't get to the voting places in time, especially in one of the more remote parts of Papua. So that election will be delayed for one or two days, but it's basically gone quite smoothly and everybody was lining up to do their civic duty.
How important is this vote?
It's very important as an expression of consolidating Indonesia's democracy. Indonesia has been one of the most successful countries that's made the transition from authoritarianism to democracy. But if you look at Thailand, for example, even when things seemed to be going well for a few years, they suddenly reversed themselves, and now Thailand is in a political mess. Indonesia, it's been a steady strengthening of the democratic process over the years, and I think Indonesians should be very proud of that.
Well, the election today was relatively peaceful. Does it encourage you with regard to Indonesia's up-and-coming democracy?
Yes, very much so. The one area that hasn't been peaceful is Aceh, on the northern tip of Sumatra, where we had a peace agreement in 2005 that basically ended a three-decade-old insurgency. And there are a number of reasons that make Aceh special, but that's the one area that we've had very serious violence and where the former rebels are in control of the government at both the legislative and executive levels. But much of the violence has to do with internal dissension within the rebel movement itself. With that exception, I think Indonesia is going to move forward on a steady basis. I think the biggest problem that they are going to have to face is the really endemic corruption that both inhibits economic growth and tarnishes the democracy that it's done so well to sustain.
Sydney Jones is head of the Jakarta-based Institute for Policy Analysis and Conflict. She was speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty. Indonesia is still considered a young democracy after emerging from more than three decades of rule by dictator Suharto, which ended in 1998. Incumbent President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono of the ruling Democratic Party is barred from seeking a third term.